There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
6:25, Liling Tan is on the line from New York. Liling, welcome back.
Hello, Tim. Thank you for having me back.
Yeah, you're more than welcome. The stories that you're looking at today, I suppose top story really is the wildfires raging across California. We've seen reports, widely reported, nearly 24 people have been killed. There are hundreds of people missing, and the fire is still raging, Liling.
That's right. And we're looking at some of the most historic and beautiful wine country in California. It's 23 people have been dead. The death toll is expected to climb. Thousands of homes and businesses have been destroyed. And we are already seeing this turning into what could become the deadliest and most destructive wildfires in California history. Tens of thousands of people already have had to flee from the expanding fires. And I think at last count, we were looking at 22 different fires raging across about 700 square kilometers. And that is about, combined together, that's about the total size of some cities like Cape Town, for example. And this has left whole neighborhoods in this historic wine region scorched. There have been about 8,000 firefighters dispatched, and they're getting reinforcements as we speak from neighboring states as well. Now, Tim, it's not very clear what sparked these multiple fires, but they're enormous and tremendous and rapid spread as a result of a frightful combination of strong winds and very low humidity. And authorities are warning that this is going to get worse before it gets better.
And Liling, it's been 2 weeks since that Las Vegas shooting, and authorities now seem to be focusing on a critical time period, 6 minutes before the shooter opened fire in the crowd. We know there was an incident prior to that. Why are they looking at it in so much detail all of a sudden?
Because the earlier timeline of what transpired has been revised, and the moments before the shooter opened fire into the crowd at that music festival in Vegas, it could provide a sense of how quickly authorities responded to that first indication that something was happening. Now, earlier we had heard that the shooter, Stephen Paddock, had fired at a security guard after he shot into the crowd, and that security guard was hailed as a hero for possibly interrupting the shooting spree and distracting the shooter. But the timeline has changed, and it seems authorities believe the guard was shot before Paddock started to fire into the music festival. And it seems that there was also another person, a hotel maintenance worker, who had witnessed the shooter firing into the hallway and also saw the security guard being fired at, taking cover. And all of this happened in the minutes before the shooter started to his rampage, his shooting spree into those people at that festival. And authorities are looking at how much time it took between the two men, the security guard and the maintenance worker who had radioed in about the shooting. So authorities are looking to see how much time it took for the cops to arrive. And we know at this point, based on their timeline, that the police only arrived 2 minutes after Paddock had stopped firing. So basically, all of the scrutiny is to get a sense of what transpired in that crucial 6 minutes before Paddock opened fire into the crowd and what could have been done, if anything else could have been done, to stop the shooter.
Liling, can we just change tack? Another story that you've been looking at, and it's grabbed some attention in the United States. Girls can now join the Boy Scouts of America. So just scouts now.
Yes, that's big news here because the Boy Scouts will begin to admit girls into their Cub Scouts program starting next year. And the Boy Scouts of America is a really big deal. It's about children. I don't know if you have it there, but it's where boys, you know, they learn character-building skills. They go outdoors, and very often I see them tying knots and learning how to basically, it's like survival. For boys, it's very adventurous, very outdoorsy. And for a long time, there has been calls by girls and their families to take, you know, to allow girls to join these activities, to allow girls to join the Boy Scouts. And it seems that now the Boy Scouts are ready to do that. So they they are integrating girls into the program. And for the most part, this has been a very positive development, but do you know who's not happy about it? The Girl Scouts. So apparently the Girl Scouts had tried to talk the Boy Scouts out of this shift because, reportedly because it strains the relationship between the two organizations. They have said that they themselves have no plans to change their own single gender mission because they want to provide a safe space for girls to lead and learn. But I think overall it does sound that this is a very positive development and it's being perceived as a positive development for the Boy Scouts to be more inclusive and to allow girls into some of their programs.
And finally, if we can come to the real big story of the week, definitely the release of The Last Jedi trailer. We played it earlier in the week on the programme. So much excitement about a film that's not coming out for another couple of months. How excited are you, Lilling?
You know, I'm pretty excited. Yeah, the movie didn't come out, I think, until mid-December. Am I right?
Yeah, I think it's 15th. Yeah,
so it's a good few months. But now, I'm not a crazy nutter of a Star Wars fan. But I did watch the last installment, and I confess, I was completely hooked. I was caught up in all the speculation about Rey and who she is and why the Force is so strong with her. And, of course, I think the last episode, we saw her meeting up with Luke Skywalker, and we had no idea what transpired after that. So this trailer kind of gives us some pretty strong hints about what happened after that initial encounter, but it also kind of throws a huge curveball, and that feeds into more speculation, of course. I mean, what did you guys think? How excited are you?
I've never seen Star Wars or Star Trek, so I'm not very excited at all, but I understand that people are, and I respect that.
Do you know what, Liling? The Force is not strong with this one. Let's just leave it.
No.
Unfortunately. The Force, however, is strong with Liling Tan in New York, I may say. Really good to talk to you. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.